Chapter 20 Highlights. Section 1. Carbohydrates and Lipids. Carbohydrates are compounds of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen made by living things for energy storage and support. They can be ringed and have many OH groups. Carbohydrates are classified into monosaccharides, disaccharides, or polysaccharides according to the number of rings present. The smaller carbohydrates are called sugars. Sugars combine by condensation, a reaction in which a water molecule is formed. The reverse reaction, hydrolysis, breaks down polysaccharides into smaller carbohydrate units. Lipids are nonpolar molecules that include fats, phospholipids, steroids, and waxes. Section 2. Proteins. The 20 amino acids from which proteins are formed all have the formula H2NCHRCOOH. They differ in the identity of R, which stands for different side chains. Proteins are formed by condensation of amino acids. The form and function of a protein depends on its three-dimensional shape, which itself depends on the amino acid sequence in the polypeptide chain. Section 3. Nucleic acids. Nucleic acids are made of phosphate, sugar chains, with nitrogenous bases connected to the sugar units. DNA uses four bases and forms a double helix by specific AT and GC pairing. Replication can take place only when the helix splits apart. The arrangement of base triplets on DNA encodes genetic information by dictating the synthesis of proteins. Gene technologies involve working with DNA and include DNA fingerprinting, cloning, and recombinant DNA. Section 4. Energy in Living Systems. Green plants use solar energy, carbon dioxide, and water to synthesize glucose during photosynthesis. The reverse of photosynthesis is respiration, in which glucose is broken down into carbon dioxide and water. Energy is harvested in the process by the production of about 38 ATP ions per glucose molecule. Through the release of energy during the breaking of its third phosphate bond, ATP fuels life's processes, motion, synthesis, and transport.